Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you allowing me the honor of sharing spirit guidance with you. I always start off readings by letting everyone know that the type of reading I do, I ask for only the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction reading. I believe by asking spirit to share through the light with me, that's how I receive and share messages with you. With the blog talk only being a half hour episode, I guess they call it, I try to keep the messages as concise and on point as possible. So please understand that we are restricted in time, and I'm trying to get to as many people as possible with guidance and connection. I have been guided to start my shows off by sharing an inspirational card with you. This way, if you're not receiving a message directly, you are receiving a message directly by the card that's drawn. I always ask for the card that's meant for all of us to help guide us. Today I use the deck from the Angel Tarot cards from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. I am a certified angel card reader, and I love this deck. It's absolutely divine and gentle and loving and kind and always in alignment with what is for the highest good. So we use it here at the house often for ourselves, as well as I share it with others during readings. Today I pulled the card for all of us that Spirit brought forward is the World, Archangel Michael. And it's a lovely card. A job well done, it represents joy, contentment, gratitude, the path towards enlightenment. So often many of us forget to celebrate our advances in our connections and our peace and our accomplishments. And Archangel Michael is just, you know, always around supporting each and every one of us, each and every moment. And when you're looking for guidance, ask Archangel Michael. You'll receive it. And you'll also receive strength and courage to take action on the direction you are being guided to take, which can be very difficult because of life circumstances in this journey. But trust and know that Michael is always guiding us in the direction of our highest good. I'd like to start to take some callers now, and I also want to share at the beginning of the readings here that if you do receive the reading that's out and the messages are for you, absolutely meant to connect with you. But if you're listening and you hear a message that seems to touch your heart or seems to be the answer to what you've been wondering, thinking, looking for guidance on, trust and know that's how Spirit will work in group settings, and we are really having a group reading today. If it connects with you, it's meant for you. My first caller is from area code 941, and the last two numbers of your phone are 42. Thank you for calling in today. I'm going to try to open up the line. Hi, thanks for calling in. What's your first name?
Carla.
Hi, Carla. Thanks for taking the time to connect with me today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, very good. Did you have a specific question you were looking for guidance on?
Yes, kind of more or less on my career. I guess that deals with finance, too, for coming in. I work for myself, and I was wondering, where do you see that going? It's been slow lately, and I just feel like there's a turning point coming around.
Well, that's absolutely a great way to present it the way you said that. I do feel that even, I love that the card connects so well with this, with you, that spirit brought forward. You're being guided to doing new things, Carla, new things that will expand. I think you've had some, I'm hearing the way I want to describe it is you've had some wild ideas about things to do to promote and expand. And I want to say that Spirit is supporting you in starting to take some of those steps, even if they're wild ideas. Those are the ones that really are going to, I want to say, propel you more forward in the direction that you're knowing. You're absolutely on the right path, and it's very difficult to start up. And I want to say fresh, because it was long overdue for you to make this transition into your own business. And Spirit is absolutely supporting it, but I want to say that doing new things to propel it is the way it's coming through. And those are interesting words, so I have to share exactly what I'm getting. Because that's what I feel it's going to be. It's going to be like a slingshot thing where you've been, you know, holding back, and once you let it go, it's just going to go forward. Has there been someone new that's come into your life that just, I want to say, supports the wild ideas, gives you...
No, but I heard that somebody will be coming in that way.
Okay, very good. Then I'm going to validate that, because it's you know, it never hurts any of us to have a little bit of outside boost. You know, it'd be wonderful if we could all just have a full well of confidence, and we can just tap into it anytime we want, and that'd be a wonderful thing. But we are in a human experience, and that's not always reality. So it is nice to have a boost from the outside, and I feel that's really going to be a source of that strength that Michael was bringing through. You know, the way to reinforce your strength of taking action on those wild ideas that I think are really going to play out to be great ideas, and a lot of fun too, because there's fun elements to these ideas that you have come up with, and will continue to receive. So follow, you know, expanding in new ways, and I really do feel that it's going to propel forward. So you're on the right path with your business for sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, blessings, and I'm glad, thank you for sharing that. You know, it's confirmation for what you're feeling, what you've heard before, too. So I love that Spirit can be so consistent, and for me, I call it sometimes I have to really get it a few times in different ways to actually get it sometimes. So I'm with you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Spirit will, you know, continue to bring the guidance that is for our highest good when we just, when it is, and even if we're not able to take action in that direction, it's going to keep coming around until we are able, and Spirit's always going to align us and support us to do it. My next call is from area code 201, and the last two numbers are 40 of your phone number. Thank you for calling in today. What's your first name?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Thanks for taking the time to join me today.
Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is, I've been applying for various different jobs, and I'm wondering what you see with regards to that.
Well, you know, Rose, it's I immediately heard it's a tough market. So I feel as if you are in an area where it's difficult to find the openings that you're feeling you're fitting into. So
right.
Spirit is wanting you to expand your... I hear approach, so that's interesting. I don't know exactly how that connects with you, but expand your approach. I feel that there are times where you are restricting yourself and not playing on your capabilities and skills. I think that possibly you're you know, applying for things below your skill level. So Spirit is really encouraging you to be willing to expand into something a little bit more is the way I want to present it. It's so hard sometimes to put words to what I'm getting. It's like, allow yourself to, you know, put in for the manager position or you know, allow yourself to stretch your what you feel you're capable of, because Spirit is saying you're a lot more capable than you give yourself credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and I also am feeling as if there's a certain draw of, and with that expansion, it's as if you can use your skills in something that's more new and fresh for you. But I do feel the market is tough, Rose, where you are. There's like not a lot of openings in what you're seeking. So that's unfortunate. That's our life circumstances, the way I pull it in. You know, Spirit can always give us the guidance that's for the highest good, but we are having to deal with circumstance. But I want to also say that there's a connection with someone who's going to help you connect with a good position. So, follow leads. Yeah, follow leads that you receive from others. And if you've already done that, trust and know that that's really a good route, because others sing your praises a lot louder than you do, Rose. And, you know, to be able to be the one that's singing your praises is really how Spirit's embracing and encouraging you at this time. It's going to help with the success when you do connect with the right one.
And
I want to also say that the interviews have been tough because, you know, but I wanna tell you that the way I'm receiving the insight is each interview makes it a little bit easier for the next one.
Okay.
You're getting better at it is the way I'm receiving this. I do
feel that. Honestly, I haven't had interviews. It's that slow, but maybe they're coming. I don't know, but you see
okay,
that.
Okay, well, then that's the way. All right, well, then, good. Thank you. That's the way Spirit's wanting to share the message then. Is to know that it's going to increase. But, follow the leads that others are giving you, because that's a strong insight coming through, as if that's going to be a key component to the connection. Because it is so difficult to find something. It's so hard, huh, Rose?
Oh, all over the country. I'm not alone.
Yeah, no, you're not. But it's like even like in your proximity, it's like very tight.
Yes.
You know, that's why I just want to say expand your, you know, think outside of the box that you've been in, because what you've been, you know, what's in the box can be used elsewhere in other things too.
Okay.
That I feel you'll have a little more passion for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because,
you know, oftentimes when we are reaching for something that isn't for our highest good, we don't get aligned with it. And then we wonder why, you know, nothing ever goes my way. Well, it's not going that way because it's not the highest. So I just feel that Spirit's given you the indication that even expanding to other things where you can use these skills that you have a little more passion for. Yeah,
right.
It's not easy because we all need a certain pay scale for our responsibilities financially, but be open to other things too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because it's interesting the way it's just like, you know, I don't know, you could take your skills and it's applicable in so many things and things that you would enjoy more and that aren't so draining and stressful for you.
I know, I just don't know which direction to go. I know I have good skills, but I don't know. But you do see someone helping me with a job soon.
Absolutely. Well, I do, and I feel like it's going to be a tip, like a connection. Like, you know, they're going to, you know somebody and give you, like, a wild reference, and it's going to be, you know, a great connection. So absolutely be open to that. Don't be afraid of spreading the word that what you're looking, you know, that you're out looking. And as I say, be open to anything that comes that even, you know, even seems totally different, but sparks like, you know, excitement, okay? Because that's really Spirit guidance at the time. All right?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And, you know, stay in touch and let me know how it goes. I'd love to know.
All right. Thank you again.
I'll be sending you positive energy and a knowing that, you know, you're going to do great at the interviews.
Wonderful. Thank
All
you.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Blessings. Have a great day. And thanks again for joining me. Okay. My next caller is from area code 202. And the last two numbers are 34. Thank you for calling in and holding the line for so long. What's your first name?
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Kay.
All right, Kay, thank you. Did you have a specific question for Spirit today?
Yeah, I want to see what Spirit says about my love life.
All right. Well, I was I do doodle while I'm doing readings, and I did immediately write down relationship before opening the line. So thank you. It's been difficult for you to make connections that are trustworthy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Because it's as if there's a little crack in the sidewalk for you there in being able to really fully trust another. And I just want to say that the interpretation is that you've kind of cheated yourself at certain times because of that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Thank you. I do feel that, and I hear upswing. It's going on an upswing because there is a sense of terms, of acceptance, of embracing, the knowing that, yep, there's going to be hurt. And that's the kind of, you know, somebody said this to me a long time ago, and I didn't really like it, but it is kind of like, you know, very descriptive. It is kind of the price that you pay for loving is getting hurt. So you've kind of accepted knowing that there is more to be accomplished by being in the present and enjoying than to project too far into the future and worry about things that have gone on in the past with others. This is coming out a little twisty. I hope it's making sense to you, Kay. So when you are moving into a time where you are able to open up to trust more, you're attracting more opportunities to connect with souls that are really in alignment with what you've been desiring. It's almost like a push-pull thing. Okay, where it's like, yes, I want it, no, I don't. Yes, I want it, no, it's going to hurt me. That's gone on, but it's clearing is the way I have to put the way Spirit's sharing it. Does that kind of click with you?
Absolutely.
Very good. So it's absolutely moving forward. It's I don't want to say, you know, throw caution to the wind. That's a phrase that's coming in, but it's as if, you know, to be able to throw it to the wind that sometimes a little bit at a time is going to give you the ability to be open up to connecting with someone that really is in alignment more with what you're desiring than not. There's been a lot of I hear the word scoundrels around. So keeping yourself in the knowing of the deservingness and I'm hearing the number three, so it's like I hear like within like 3 months time of really being open to meeting others and taking each experience for what it is, you are going to have that connection, that light bulb moment where it's like, wow, this is the right guy. So
awesome.
Allow yourself to have opportunities and experiences, okay, all right? Don't be afraid to, you know, accept a dinner invitation, and even if it doesn't, you know, it isn't a click, it is an experience that's, you know, guiding you towards the right one, you know, and enjoy the present of the experience. That's what I keep getting, be present, because there's times where you can project forward, but then there's times where you can look backwards and do a comparison that's honestly unfair. So Spirit's trying to keep you in the present and enjoying at the moment what's going on instead of worrying about other time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was going to say, so the Spirit, no, if this person... this is going to be a new person. This isn't someone that it's not someone that I already know or have met already.
Well,
correct?
I feel as if there's not been anyone that's been in like real alignment, that there's been, you know, a bit of settling because of feeling safe, but there's not the passion or the real true heart connection that's occurred.
Right.
So I feel it's going to be somebody new coming in, and that's why Spirit's, you know, guiding you to be open to experiencing others and take it for what it is at the time. And then if it goes to more, then, and you have that aha, this is, then follow it through.
Gotcha.
But you know, allow yourself to experience and being in the present and not so much looking forward or comparing to the past.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah,
thank
lightens you.
You
up, and it, yeah, and you know, others can sense our energy, and it's like, you know, if the first time you have a handshake and you're sizing them up for husband material, they kind of feel that.
Yeah.
Same as you feel it, like, you know if they're like, okay, I'm gonna be with her tonight. You know what I mean? You just get
mm-hmm.
a sense of what the others projecting as to the meeting. So Spirit's just asking you, just take it for what it is at that time and enjoy the time, the dinner, the event, the encounter, and then allow it to resonate, you know?
Yeah, makes a little sense.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share that, because I really feel that that's going to connect with many others as well. And yeah, three. Go with three. So it's like, you know, the number three is very to your meeting someone.
Awesome.
I don't always get specifics, but we'll see how that works out. Thank you, and have a blessed day. I appreciate you calling in today. All right, my next caller is from area code 252, and the last two numbers are 33 in your phone. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, thank you for having me. Can you look into the relationship between me and a guy named Myron?
Okay. And what's your first name?
Tina.
Tina, thank you. Well, you know, this is a relatively... I feel like it's relatively new, so that's usually under a year connection. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You have so much hope and desire. You can see the light in this guy, huh?
Yeah.
He doesn't see it as bright as you see it, just so you know. He doesn't
see
himself in the light that you see him. I do feel that he's got a little bit more... I'm going to use maturing as the word.
Yeah.
accepting responsibility.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult for you because you're such a, you know, you're ready to go. I want to say you're ready to go. It's like you're at the starting line and you're ready to go and get the show on the road and build a future and have a relationship. And he's just a little bit more laid back and not quite as ready to, you know, get to the gate. You know, he's the straggler in the back there. But I do feel that there's a very good heart connection between you two. I want to say I'm also hearing that the communication's got to be a little bit more, I'm going to use the word meaningful, where it's got to be more intimate. Because he weaves and dodges like...
like you would not even believe.
It's like weave and dodge. It's like I don't even know if that's the right. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like ooh.
Yes, I
you
know.
Oh, you okay? So you know, any way that you're able to do that. But I do feel that this can be. I don't like to use the word, but I'm going to use it because that's what I got. It's like a test of patience for you, almost to see if you have endurance to withstand his maturing. But I do feel it's a very good connection. Between the two of you, and there is, you know, there is a lot of heart energy around this. He trusts you 100% because he knows the soul that you are, and he wants you to be able to trust him 100%. He's trying to mature, and not. I have to say it's like childish stuff sometimes where he'll pull something where it's just childish.
Yeah.
It's nothing like serious, you know, like, I mean, like, he would just spend money, like, $400 on a new phone just because he wanted to, and it was like, you know, it was earmarked for something different, or, do you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
He can be impulsive.
Yes.
With that,
yes,
that's
exactly what he's doing, and I'm like, you
yeah.
know what, let me call you back, because let you think about what you just did.
Yeah, it's really immaturity, and it's, you know, as... It's almost like he was stunted a little bit. I don't know if he was, like, you know, held back from someone guiding him or who wanted to keep him, keep him little and making decisions for him, you know, like parental or grandparent or something there where it's like it was just easier to let them take over and he was comfortable with that, and they were too. So that's where that's playing out. But I do feel it's a really good connection between the two of you, Tina, that, you know, if you've got the patience, because you do see the light within him and you are helping him to see it, is the way it's coming through.
Oh, you think he'll get a job soon?
I think that he's really getting to the point where he's having to gain more maturity and responsibility. And it's, like I say, it's almost like, I hate to like blame, but I can see where it came from. You know, everything was always done for him. And that led him to think that things were always going to be done for him and he didn't have to do. So now he's like having to step up. It's difficult. But he should really look into sales because he's really good at persuasive stuff. I don't know if he's ever thought of that, but that's what I'm getting as, you know, his energy. He's really, he's really charming and, yeah, I think it's. I do feel that it's going to come out of necessity, but people have to stop helping him so that he has to do it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, you have the best intentions, but often the best intentions can bring the worst results. And with him, it's really kind of stunted his maturity. So he's getting to the point where it's necessity is what's coming through. He's going to have to do
it. So he's in the right place at the right time then. And not to just back off the situation. Let him understand what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's messing everything up.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you're ready to understand that it's time to step up, then, you know, we could talk. But, you know, I can't keep doing it for you because it's not best for you. You know, I love you enough not to, is the way it's coming through, is what he needs to have. Yeah, it's what he needs to have in his life. So, absolutely. And, you know, you can help him see the light, but if he doesn't totally embrace the light, then there's only so much you can do with that, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well,
basically.
Thanks for calling in, and I appreciate the validation of the messages. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to take the last caller. We have just a quick minute. Thank you for calling in. I try to get in as many callers as I can. What's your first name? This
first
is
name
area code 347. I'm sorry, your first name?
Fatima.
Thank you for calling in. I have just 2 minutes left. I'm sorry to have to be so quick, but what were you hoping for guidance for today from Spirit?
For a romance.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry. It's romance. Am I lovely?
Yeah. There's a sense of... Yep, I'm down to a minute and a half. There's a sense within you as if there's been a hopelessness in making a connection because there's not been a lot of positive opportunities. But Spirit is asking me to share with you to follow what you're interested in and connect with those that are there. It's hard to get out. I feel that for you. But I feel also that you have to make time for what's most important, and that's socializing. So you have to increase the socializing to really connect with more positive experiences. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's so hard, and I'm down to a minute. I'm sorry, but I really want to encourage you to go out and have some fun doing the things you like to do, and then meet the people that are there and trust and know that Spirit's guiding you in that direction to connect with someone to have that positive romance, because you have had a hard time, and I want so much for you to have a positive connection.
Okay,
so get out and have fun and have fun with others that you don't know and meet them and enjoy them. And if you have wonder about them, trust and know Spirit's guiding you to meet them and have experiences with them. And it's going to lead you to someone that really can provide you what you're desiring in a partner, because you're going to be what they desire too. Thank you for connecting with me. I'm so sorry they're going to cut us off in 5 seconds. DonnaMarieCrawford.com if you'd like anything more, any more information or the ability to connect with me. Have blessings always, and I thank you so much